In a few moments, we'll be taking in our hands the tiny glasses of grape juice, and we'll be thinking of that first Lord's Supper as we taste the tang of the fruit of the grape. We'll be thinking about how Jesus took the cup and gave thanks and told his disciples to drink from it. We'll strain with the ear of imagination to hear him say in Luke 22:15, "With fervent desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." But this morning, as we lift those little glasses to our lips, I'd like us to think of another cup, the second cup. What do I mean by that? In a way, this second cup wasn't as real a cup as the Passover one was. The same Greek word is used for both, poterion, but in another way, it was far more real than that pottery cup. You might remember that Jesus, when immediately after that supper was over, Jesus led the disciples out of the city and up a hill where there was a garden. Let's read about this again in Matthew 26, starting with verse 36. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me." He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." That night, his cheek pressed against the garden's dirt and gravel, Jesus dreaded the next few hours. Back in the upper room, he had taken a pottery cup and held it out to his friends and urged them to drink. But now his heavenly Father was holding out to him another kind of cup, a figurative cup filled with his fate as a sacrifice for the sins of the world. At that moment, Jesus knew he needed to decide if he would drink that second cup. He had been sent into the world for this purpose. He had been planning and preaching and praying toward this purpose for many years, even from the foundation of the world, as Revelation says. But will he at last go through with this self-sacrifice? Because after all, what heartbreaking contrasts we see between these two cups. The first cup was filled with the pure, healthy juice of the grape. The second cup was filled with the wrath of God, who abhors sin and wants to destroy it. And by the way, God's wrath is good wrath. This is the wrath your dad would feel against a drug dealer who wanted to make you an addict. Thank God for his ferocity against anything that can hurt us. The first cup was shared freely with beloved friends. Jesus accepted the second cup alone. Even his close friends were not totally close to him. Jesus had deliberately walked away from them to receive the cup by himself. But he longed for them to at least pray for him. In verse 36, he told them, he didn't tell them to lie down and try to get some sleep. Instead, he told them to sit up, stay awake. And after his first prayer, he comes to his friends to see how he's doing. Verse 40, then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, "What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And then notice what happens after he returns through the darkness to where that dreadful second cup hangs before him. Verse 42. Again, a second time he went away and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done." Did you notice a slight difference between the two prayers so far? Back in verse 39, he prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass." But here in verse 42, he prays, "If this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done." Both times he prays for his Father's will, but the first prayer is a prayer of hope, some glimmer of hope that he won't have to drink the cup. But the second prayer shows that he is gradually resigning himself to having to drink it. And again, he comes to see his friends to see if they have been giving him the prayer support he'd been hoping for. Verse 43. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to him, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." And his betrayer, of course, is Judas. Judas himself had probably drunk from that first cup. But as this disciple had watched in horror, as Jesus knelt humbly before the 12 and fulfilled the role of a servant by washing their feet, he must have been so disgusted at Jesus' refusal to take on the role Judas hoped he would, that John 13 says that as soon as Jesus had given Judas the piece of bread, Satan entered him, what it specifically says. And he left the room to betray Jesus into the hands of the rulers. So as you drink this first cup, think of how Jesus resolutely drained the second cup so that he would become the sin bearer, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Thank the Lord for the blood he shed for you. Thank him for giving himself up to death so that you and I could live forever and one day enjoy a refill of that first cup in the happy halls of heaven. Ask him to cleanse your heart day by day and renew a right spirit within you. Ask him to show you where you need to be forgiven, and then confess those sins and claim the promise written by another of those disciples who drank from that first cup. This disciple would have been just a few feet from Jesus in Gethsemane. John, 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Would you like to claim that promise with me this morning as we continue through this precious time Jesus wants us to share? Raise your hand if that's your wish. Thank you. He sees your hands.